Now, if you want to check out our social media channels this morning, you will see a video from Radio Kerry, and it's a video of a road in South Kerry that was sent in by my next guest, and the roadside is overrun by ragwort. As a number of you have been saying to us over the last couple of weeks, they're in full bloom at the moment. And of course, there's strict legislation about the control of what's seen as a noxious weed along our roadsides as well as in the fields, because it can be damaging to animals, to livestock particularly, if consumed by them. With me on the line to talk about this is Tony Donnelly, who sent us in the video. We also have to discuss this in more detail Micheline Sheehy Skeffington, President of the Botanical Society of Britain and Ireland. Good morning to both of you. Tony, I'll start with you. You
morning,
sent
Gary.
Us this video of the roadside, and really it's completely covered.
Yeah, and that's only one side of the road, Gerry. When I was driving that specific road off the main road, it had it on both sides. But I just did it on the right hand side of the road. That's all I was passing, and it's like, I don't know. Just a couple of people said to me lately, they said, "Tony, who can we get on to regarding this ragweed, this ragwort? Sorry, that's all over the place." And they said it seems to be worse this year than any other year. Like, and I remember when I was younger, they say you'd see it in fields and things like that, but you don't seem to be able to see it in the fields now anymore. But I suppose maybe farmers have sprayed it, or is there what, some way of getting rid of it? But that,
yeah, under law they have to control it on fields, so there's been work done over decades on that.
But on the sides of the roads, it seems to be gone crazy altogether, and the people are saying if it's bad this year, and with the bad kind of summer we had, really, you know, that with the wet weather we had all along, that will it be a lot worse next year, like, kind of a thing. So they said to me, who could we get on to in the council, what do we do, or whatever. And between the ragwort, that you have the Japanese knotweed, and you also have gunnera, as we call it, the old wild rhubarb. That's all over the place as well, and all, especially off the main roads, the narrow roads around here. So Kerry, these three, they all seem to be invasive species, are taking over the place completely. Like, and people, the roads are bad enough and narrow enough, besides all these things growing in, as you said, you can't cut them, there's so much regulation about them, you know.
Yeah, and that's kind of where things are at. People are wondering, is it worse this year, and why is it worse, and what needs to be done? Now, we contacted Kerry County Council about this, and they said Section 70 of the Roads Act 1993 places responsibility for maintenance of roadside hedges on the owners, occupiers of the adjoining lands, where responsibility lies with Kerry County Council. Guidance is provided by Transport Infrastructure Ireland's guidelines on the maintenance of noxious weeds and non-native invasive plant species on national roads addresses control measures that can be applied to ragwort. These include cutting, hand pulling, and chemical control measures. Each measure presents challenges which can create other difficulty. So that's part of the problem, that it is not easy to deal with, even by the council with all their resources. A listener gets in touch, says a huge amount of ragwort on the Tarbert-Listowel Road on both sides, feet deep in places. Okay, well, with me on the line, as I said, we've Micheline Sheehy Skeffington, President of the Botanical Society of Britain and Ireland. Micheline, good morning to you, and thanks for joining
us
in the programme.
Good morning,
Jerry.
Yeah, good morning.
So, look, tell me, what's your view on this? Is there any, I'd imagine there's a place for everything in nature. Depends on where it is, I suppose, and what it does. But is there any biodiversity benefit of ragwort?
Oh, absolutely. Just to say, ragwort is a native species. The other two are not. So it's always been around, and it's very common, widespread in Britain and Ireland. And obviously, it can be a problem. It is poisonous to animals, particularly horses, and especially if it's in hay or haylage. But it actually is host to a number of insects. It's bees visit it. About 30 different species of bees can visit it. And there are lots of things that actually live and eat it, several beetles and flies. And one of them that actually is quite could be quite useful, if not completely sufficient, is the cinnabar moth. It's a spectacular crimson, red and black day-flying moth, and its caterpillars are black and amber. They're Kilkenny caterpillars, and they eat and feed and destroy the leaves of the ragwort. So they're dependent on that. And actually, one of the interesting things is it's unusual for a moth to be brightly coloured, and the black and amber, the caterpillars, these are warning signs to predators, because what they do is they feed off the poison of the ragwort and then they ingest it, and it doesn't bother them, but anything that eats that would find it just really unpleasant to eat. So yes, there's a nice kind of story there. I do agree that it seems, I've noticed myself, it's taken off quite a bit this year, and I presume it's not particularly responding to the damp climate, that's what we seem to have. But it also, it's in areas of overgrazing, over pasture, because that gets disturbed by, you know, animals kind of scuffing the ground, and it colonizes areas where you've bare, disturbed soil, and that may be some of the reason why it's all along the roadsides, because this, you know, the traffic and all that disturbs the soil and opens it up for it to colonize and seed in. Also, I might say that spreading with herbicide can also open up the soil to the possibility of noxious weeds coming in. So it's not a solution to just weed kill all along the roadside.
Part of the challenge that the council are talking about and dealing with it, whether you hand pull it, whether you cut it, or whether you chemically treat it, each plant produces 50,000 to 200,000 seeds over a 4 to 6 week period from July to September.
And that might be one of the things, it's a short term thing, and they've done it with the gunwort as well, is to try and stop it producing the seed. In other words, cut the plant before it starts setting seed. You know, you won't get rid of the plants, but at least you'll stop it multiplying, you know, everywhere if you just take the flowers off. In the case of the ragwort, it's just topping it before it starts to set seed. I mean, it's like a dandelion in a way. It's a head, the head clusters of flowers, clusters of small little clusters of flowers. So each one produces like dandelion-like type seeds. So yes, that's it really is able to spread, but it needs to be able, the seed needs to land in open soil. Like many things, you can't it won't join. If you've got a closed sward, a grey sward, it won't invade on that, you know. So it's about management, it's about land management, and it's about roadside management, really.
Yeah, is it damaging anyone being on the roadsides? In terms of, horses and cattle, they're restricted to fields.
Yeah, it's only that it might colonise the fields. You know, if it's so widespread, it's obviously going to find places and corners to get into. But yeah, it's not. I mean, humans shouldn't eat it either, but we're not going to be doing that. It doesn't do any harm on the roadsides as such, but if it's spreading, obviously it can get into places, and then obviously the landowners have to control that. Sheep apparently are quite good at controlling it. They're less averse to it. Horses in particular are you know, susceptible to liver damage and can be killed by it, but sheep can control it to some extent. So grazing with sheep is a good thing, and as is for any land use management, the farming is really important, as long as it's done in a suitable intensity. It's home. There, I just read here, there's an organisation in Britain called Bug Life, and they have a list of 30 species of beetles, flies, macro moths, which are the ones we see, micro moths, which are small, 30 of them, which are specific to the ragwort. So it's host to a number of different things, and the little flies, actually, what they are—they're not the bees, and that feed on the pollen, and the nectar, and the ragwort's a useful backup when there's a shortage elsewhere. But the flies, they lay their eggs in the flowers, and they hatch out, and the beetles as well. So there's lots of things living in there, which also obviously reduce the vigor of the plant. So it's quite important to bear that in mind as well.
Have their place, okay? Someone's questioning whether it's a native species, but I think it is a native species.
Absolutely, native to here, native to Britain. If you look up the BSBI, which I'm currently president of, has produced an atlas last year. We produce atlases, you know, these dot maps. And if you look up the one for ragwort, it's absolutely everywhere in Britain and Ireland, and has always been everywhere. It's one of our native plants, and it is.
Michelle, before I go back to Tony, finally, what about the other ones? Japanese knotweed and gunnera.
The knotweed is a complete pest, all right. The gunnera is interesting. There are two species out there. In fact, the one that is invasive is the giant a rhubarb or Chilean rhubarb, and that does thrive in wet areas, so it's very much confined to the kind of coastal areas. It doesn't like limestone, which isn't a consolation to most people living in the west of Ireland. But it, you know, obviously again with the wet climate, it's also sensitive to frost, so we have had less cold winters, and usually that used to kill it off. But it is
that's
a problem, and again, control of the spikes before they start setting seed is one thing. The other one, it used to be called the Brazilian rhubarb, but now it's thought that it's actually what we've got is a hybrid between the Brazilian and the Chilean, and it doesn't spread. It doesn't set seed. That's characteristic sometimes of hybrids, that they don't reproduce very well. So there are, it's just interesting to look out for the one. But the one that's spreading around the place, it also likes slightly disturbed habitats. It won't go into a very waterlogged, wet bog. So if you've got pristine, good bog habitat and woodlands and that, it doesn't colonise.
It doesn't go in there.
Areas.
Okay. All right. Micheline, thanks so much for that. Tony, look, what do you make of that? I mean, the other two are non-native. The ragwort seems like it has its place, as long as it's not, let's say, in a field and can affect horses.
Yeah, the lady said that sheep keep it under control, but the sheep won't be along the sides of the road, as they said, they'll be inside the field. So I don't know, something needs to be done anyway, because as I said, some of the roads here off in around South Kerry here, you know yourself, Jerry, from around Kimmare as well, I presume, is that the roads are narrow and the traffic is so high. And you see, you have that Japanese, the gunnera. Like yesterday, I took photographs of the gunnera and the Japanese, they were beside each other. And both of them were over 6 foot high on the side of the road.
They do come out over the road, that's for sure. Those particular ones, the non-native ones. Yeah. Okay, listen, it's an interesting one. Tony, thanks a million for talking to us about it. And Micheline as well, thanks for your expertise on the matter as well. That's Micheline Sheehy Skeffington, President of the Botanical Society of Britain and Ireland. And Tony Donnelly, who sent us on that video there of the level of it that's out there.